Hymn number 114, as we turn together, please. As we stand, please. From the book of John's Gospel, chapter 20. The book of John's Gospel, chapter 20. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. Will you unite with us in a moment of meditation and prayer? Lord and our God, as we have opened our hearts to Thee in meditation this morning, we pray that You would give us a vision of the beauty of our Lord in this present life in which we live. Make us all children of the resurrection, we pray, before this service ends. We pray that Thou would endow us with the power to lift the world nearer to Thee. Help us to break the claims of this world upon us, and the things that bind us, the things that blind us. We pray that we might somehow find a new liberty in this meeting today that will cause us once again to go forth with renewed joy, that we will leave this place with that Easter joy which will go not only in our hearts, but we will carry it into our homes. We pray for this joy today to enter into every home represented here. We pray for those who have been bereaved through these past months, to those who have been carrying some bitter sorrow. May Easter hope today become a source of healing and comfort for their hearts. We pray that His victory may become our victory, with the glorious knowledge that we shall live forever. May the gates of the holy city open a little wider for us today, as we look with wistful eyes to the day when our burdens will be removed. May we realize today that Thy presence with us is good news. Good news for us, for those that are sick. Good news for those who have sinned. It's good news for those who are looking and searching for hope. May God be praised forever because of this hope. In Jesus' name, amen.